Joined this Thursday morning by Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you today?
Good to be back on. Thanks.
Yeah, good to hear that good news about the PACT Act. Take us through that sort of scenario where we thought, well, why don't we want to protect the former military, those folks who were involved in all the toxics that they were involved in, and the sort of the procedural thing that took place over this past week?
Well, we saw what happened with veterans and Agent Orange in the Vietnam era, where they were exposed to these to Agent Orange. Most of our soldiers and Marines and sailors and Vietnam airmen in Vietnam, and it took a long time for government finally to say, okay, if you have one of these illnesses, you automatically get coverage. You don't have to prove it each time. Well, we're seeing that now with exposure to burn pits, and we thought we were going to pass this bill, and then about 40 Republicans said, no, it costs too much. They never said that when it came time to vote money to send our troops overseas. Now they said it costs too much when we bring them home and they get sick, or they get sick from this exposure to these football field-sized burn pits where computers and medical wastes and tires and all kinds of things are burned there. And my view, and a view ultimately of the majority, and we end up getting it a strong bipartisan vote in the end, was that they take an oath to go overseas and protect our country. We take an oath to protect them when they come home. And if we're going to, it doesn't cost whatever it costs. We manage the federal budget in other ways. We pay for it by closing tax loopholes, particularly to on the wealthy. And there's just no excuse for not taking care of these veterans. So we passed the bill. In the end, overwhelmingly, the president will sign it on Monday.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan, China none too happy about it. Your thoughts on her visit?
Yeah, I think Taiwan's a democracy, and they do it better than most countries around the world. It's her decision what she does. I think a friendly relationship with Taiwan and with other countries with other democracies is important. I mean, we've seen the U.S. drift in the last few years and been more friendly with dictators and like Orban and Hungary, and even Trump was pretty friendly to Putin, as you remember. I mean, we've moved too much that way, and I'm always pleased to see our elected officials in either party and our appointed officials in either party break bread with people in democratic countries and support them.
Talking this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown, sort of for the Ohio area, we're looking at all this semiconductor stuff going on, and last week you had the CHIPS Act of 2022. What exactly does this do, and why is it necessary?
Yeah, this has been a hell of a couple of weeks. I mean, we passed the CHIPS Act, which will mean thousands of jobs, good-paying jobs, in not just central Ohio, where the main plant is, but as far north as Lorain or Toledo or Cleveland, as far south as Athens or Cincinnati or Portsmouth. So that's really good news. And we passed the PACT bill that for veterans who are exposed to burn pits, and we're about to pass a bill that will finally do what you and I have talked about on this show for a long time. Finally, the government will negotiate on behalf of American people, consumers, directly with the drug company to bring prices down. We know that's done in the VA. You have covered my bus trips in the old days to Canada to buy less expensive prescription drugs, same company, manufacturer, but other countries do it better. We're finally shaking off drug company opposition. It will be a partisan vote because in the end, I don't want to be partisan about this, but Republicans always side with the drug companies, and frankly, too many of my Democratic colleagues have in the past, too. So we're doing this right. It's going to bring the cost down. It's a major part of way to reduce inflation is bringing the cost down of prescription drugs.
The Guardians one game back in the Central right now. We're in August. This is getting to be exciting season for the Guardians.
Pretty cool. This young team, it's got a new player every week. Nolan Jones, Gonzalez, but Ramirez is still one of the best players in baseball, and it's fun to watch him. And Kwan and Rosario and Ramirez are, it's not Lofton, Baerga, and Ramirez, but it's getting Albert Bell, but it's getting there.
Oh yeah, so
it's fun to watch. And most importantly, I'm glad they're in the AL Central where they can compete.
Oh, you're going to go that route. You sound like the guy who put my coworkers over there. You know, if they were in any other, well, hey, let's think Dick Jacobs.
They're not,
they are where they are, and that's all that they need to do. Follow the path that's in front of you, and do the best you can. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again in the future.
Of course.
Thanks.